This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The flags are at half staff at the Bush Library. These are live pictures right now from Houston. For more on the former First Lady, Casey Stegall is standing by there outside the Bush family neighborhood in Houston. Good evening, Casey.
Hey, good evening, and we have seen quite a bit of crowds showing up here, neighbors, people from the public that have been dropping by to leave flowers and show their signs of support once news broke this evening. They've been asking the press a lot of questions, but we frankly haven't seen any real activity in and out of that black iron gate back there, the entrance to the exclusive neighborhood where Mrs. Bush passed away inside of her home earlier. Spokesperson, as you all were just saying, for the president, said that he did, in fact, hold her hand all day, and he was at her side when she, quote, left this good earth. It goes on to say that Mr. Bush is, of course, brokenhearted, but is also being, quote, stoic and strong, being lifted up by his large and supportive family. And speaking of that family, tonight, one of her sons, former President George W. Bush, had this to say in a statement. It reads in part, "Mom kept us on our toes and kept us laughing until the end. I'm a lucky man that Barbara Bush was my mother. Our family will miss her dearly, and we thank you all for your prayers and good wishes." One of her grandsons, George P. Bush, land commissioner here in the state of Texas, writing, "My grandmother didn't just live life, she lived it well. And the sorrow of her loss is softened by the knowledge of her impact on our family and our country." Tonight, flags lowered to half staff, as you said, at outside the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum in College Station, Texas, and across the country, as ordered by President Trump in an honor of respect. Now, the former First Lady will be laid to rest next to the daughter that she and George lost to leukemia at age 3, Robin, and it is ultimately going to be the resting place of President Bush himself there at the library. Here is some reaction from well-wishers there tonight.
Her activism that just continued on way past her husband's presidency. Bushes are incredibly special to Texas A&M. Super active. That's a real loss for our school.
I heard lots of great things about her and the whole Bush family. And so I'm praying for them and hope that they can get over this tough loss.
And we are learning more information tonight now for broadcast to the masses about the funeral. It will be held, we've confirmed, on Saturday here in Houston, but it is a private affair, invite only. But the public, this is important, the public will have a chance to say goodbye and pay their respects here in Houston on Friday. Mrs. Bush will lay in repose from noon until midnight on Friday at the church that they attend here in Houston. You can go to the website with more information on the full list and schedule of activities that will be coming up in the next few days as the world and the country says goodbye to Barbara Bush. Ed,
a lot of people. And of course, all our prayers and wishes, well wishes, in support of comfort for the Bush family go out. Barbara Pierce Bush, as reported from the Wall Street Journal, went from a privileged childhood to become the wife of one president, a mother of another, serving throughout as a pugnacious guardian of what has become America's most prominent political family. We knew a couple of days ago when it was announced that she was no longer going to seek additional medical treatment, that we were in the waning hours. Her husband, the former president, was at her side on her passing, and she is known for not only being the matriarch of the Bush family, but being one with a poignant sense of humor as well. And, of course, all the well wishes and remembrances will continue to pour out for this incredible woman of history, Barbara Pierce Bush, dead at the age of 92.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there for you, along with a lot of, you know, just great information and free stuff just for you, because that's the way we are. We roll here. We're givers. Good to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Horace Cooper going to join us here in just a few seconds. Good news, by the way. Don't freak out if you didn't get your taxes in time. I don't ever remember that we had an extension like this, but the IRS, yes, those three-letter words that have been, you just kind of wonder about some. Anyway, they've extended a little bit of grace. They've extended tax filing for 1 day after their computer problems kind of mucked up the work. So, relax a little bit. We got another day here, so that's good news. So, 2 tax days this week. Why not? As I mentioned and promised, Horace Cooper joins us. Yes, the one and only nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to come on the program.
Hey, I got to tell you, we've got so much to talk about. I do want to talk about the, you know, President Trump's welfare reform plans. But before we get there, can we talk James Comey, this whole situation, you know, his book? I mean, what comes screaming at me, Horace, is that, Sir Walter Scott saying, you may recall, oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive.
So here's my biggest takeaway. And I have to say, you don't have to be a partisan. You don't have to be only a Trump rally guy to look and ask this question. Why is there a term limit on how long the FBI director can be in office? It is because we had an experience with an FBI director that served our country for more than 40 years and who took upon himself the responsibilities to decide who was a threat to the United States, who was not a threat to the United States. He, at will, investigated people, whether there was probable cause or not, based on his own hunches, based on his own perceptions of what the risks were, and when it was necessary to investigate the relationship between President Kennedy and one of his girlfriends, when it was necessary to investigate Martin Luther King to see whether or not he was the person that he purported to be and any relationships that he had, illicit or otherwise, he felt free to do that based on his personal impressions and perceptions, not based on any law that Congress lawfully created and asked to have agents investigate. This, if you look at his book, this is who we see. A man who decided that he was the arbiter of good judgment. He of good character. There is no statute describing good law, good character, mm-hmm. or good judgment. But he decided on his own. And that is the thing that I am most bothered about. And I don't know, have you heard anyone ask this question?
No.
Why is the FBI director investigating hunches, perceptions, and character judgments instead of keeping his eye focused on the law?
Interesting you should bring this up, because this was my thought as well, Horace, that the root of J. Edgar Hoover remains solidly entrenched in the FBI. This is a cultural issue, and we've maintained this from day one. And what Jim Comey has brought to the forefront, to your point, is that the root of J. Edgar Hoover remains strongly entrenched, and it was up in the upper echelons, not necessarily the downstream. We'll give them a pass because they're not under scrutiny here. But what clearly is under scrutiny is what has been done, and what, you know, by his own words, Jim Comey has done, you know, thinking that he was the sole arbiter of morality and ethics for this country.
He admits that he wanted to make sure that people who might have elected Hillary Clinton didn't feel they had made a mistake, mm-hmm. and he was going to go out of his way. There is no law that required any of that. Mm-hmm. Here's the law that I know. You aren't allowed to take private, classified government information and handle it in a reckless manner, allow others to have access to it. And there are a number of people, including one individual, that the president pardoned mm-hmm. over the decision of the Department of Justice to say your behavior with regard to the treatment of classified information violated the law. Her behavior appears to meet that test. Mm-hmm. Now, I will be honest with you, if in the case of the Navy gentleman,
yes,
I had been the prosecutor, I would have asked that we come up with a solution that did not brand him a permanent felon for what ended up happening. Mm-hmm. But if I had decided to brand him a felon, there is no way the much more reckless behavior that we had with her would not. But that wasn't James Comey's view. Mm-hmm. Even if the Justice Department's head, the Attorney General, had told him, let's call it a matter, that's not his job. His
right.
job is to enforce the law. He didn't do that, and this is very, very troubling, and I believe this is the concern that led to the creation of a term limit for the FBI director, and shame on the mainstream media for completely ignoring this while giving him all these accolades.
Horace, what do you make? This has bothered me for a long time, and that is Loretta Lynch, the Department of Justice that should have taken the lead on this. And she backs away, takes three steps backwards, Mother Mayhew, and lets James Comey present the case. Very little has been said about this. What do you make of this extraordinary situation with her backing away from this whole situation?
If Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself because he had taken a moderately high-profile role in the Trump campaign from this faux FAUX investigation, she clearly should have been recused because, by all accounts, she planned to serve in the incoming Clinton administration. Mm-hmm. And that biased and tainted her judgment and her decisions. If the thin reed of the Sessions relationship required, mandated recusal, then it also applied in her case. I am fairly confident if a third party independent prosecutor had been handling this outcome would have been much different. It's not my fault. You know, if you rob the bank in May and they discover that you robbed it in September, it's not my fault that a few months before the election, your indictment comes forward.
Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, much more to be discussed, and we appreciate the brilliant legal mind of Horace Cooper on this issue. I still wonder if there's a possibility of Jeff Sessions unrecusing himself for something that is so, just so confusing and without so much merit, it would seem. More from Horace after this. Stay with us.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Yeah, keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you. Always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's the way life. like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is where culture clashes with faith. We're right here at the intersection, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, James Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. Horace Cooper, it's reading more like a novel than something that he expected. This book, along with Hillary Clinton and maybe Michael Wolff's book, might be a chase for, a combination of low purchases and readership, perhaps.
Well, the original couple of books were all about the hostility of Hillary Clinton and the president and her thoughts about having not won. And that explains a lot of it. You don't learn anything. There's really no serious analysis, no acknowledgments or anything of the sort. Here in the Comey book, you again don't learn anything other than there actually are no crimes that can be identified on the part of President Trump, and that what President Trump claimed early on, that he was not under investigation, was accurate, that there had not been any misstatement. Mm-hmm. All we learn is that this individual who had kept quiet, that he was making judgments, personal character assessments of the people that the American people had sent to be his boss, mm-hmm. which was highly inappropriate, in fact, even dangerous, and that senior people at the FBI went along with this. That was very, very helpful and revealing. The rest tell us a lot more about how much James Comey likes James Comey.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe we could just do that in a 5-minute interview.
Mm.
How much do you like yourself? And we could have been done with it. But
yeah.
To learn what we did learn, no laws broken, no false statements made by the president with regard to any prior criminality on his part, that was accurate.
And for that, we the people are paying a ton of money for Robert Mueller, and not to mention the cost that it is taking its toll on, regarding this president and trying to get this country back on track. And in spite of that, Horace Cooper, with all the people doing everything they can, I mean, you got this cabal led by the mainstream media doing everything they can to unhinge this presidency. Ironically enough, the very thing that Hillary accused Donald Trump of potentially doing is the very thing that they had already, based on some of the research and records here, is that this was a long time coming. I mean, this stuff was set into motion. If you listen to Andy McCabe and others, Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, it was as if they had Plan B ready to go, and it was time to activate it once the people decided in 2016 to make Donald Trump their president.
So this is the thing that is very Hoover-esque, that
yes.
is troublesome. Again, why are senior executives at the chief law enforcement office having a protocol or scheme in place to address the leadership that the American people have selected? That's the job of the American people, not the FBI. And it is very troubling that what has happened as a result of Comey's decision to unlawfully release and disclose information that he obtained solely in his capacity as FBI director to the New York Times and other media sources. We are now seeing a number of people, Manafort, you just go down the list
yeah, right.
of people who are finding themselves in a situation which is essentially, if the government declares you to be an enemy of the state and brings to bear an unlimited budget, they are either going to bankrupt you or they're going to find a way to convict you.
Without a doubt.
That is the opposite of mm-hmm. a rule of law regime.
Exactly. Well, that discussion will be continued, and we always appreciate your perspective, Horace Cooper. I want to get on with the welfare reform plans that Trump has put on the table. You laud those plans.
Oh, absolutely. The president issued his Economic Mobility and Independence Executive Order, which essentially says to all federal government agencies, when you are providing, whether it's food stamp benefits, housing assistance, or any other kind of social welfare, you make sure that you are doing some things that are good for the individuals and that are good for the taxpayer. Mm-hmm. One is we absolutely have to stop the greedy from pushing aside the needy. All too often, social programs, social welfare programs, balloon in cost because we can't figure out who the truly needy are because there's so many greedy people standing in place. His executive order says that if you're an able-bodied, particularly a single male who's able-bodied, you are going to work before you can receive benefits. Now, this used to be the mainstream rule after the Republican Congress of 1994 adopted welfare reform. They had to pass it twice, once over after a veto of President Clinton. He got it into law and said, I will agree to do it, but I am going to try to modify it. And he helped to limit some of its full impact, but he largely left it in place. President Obama used every executive order possible to completely eviscerate the remaining rules associated with welfare reform, making it the opposite of what Newt Gingrich said. It should be easy to access in an emergency and very difficult to maintain for a long time. Many people, most of the people who joined our welfare rolls in 2009, the first year of the Obama administration, were still on it at the end. And they were headed to the same lifestyle result that we saw in the 1960s.
Exactly.
You joined welfare, your children were on welfare, and their children stayed on welfare. This is evil, this is dangerous, and this is not in any way a good thing for society to do to people. This executive order says we're going to do the opposite. We're going to help move you to personal independence, and we're going to refocus the resources to those who actually are in a desperate situation.
Imagine, why is it that progressives cannot get through their brain that, government support should be one to elevate and lift up, not hold down. I mean, what President Obama did in his thinking, overly compassionate, and I'm not going to say.
It
ended up being cruel. You're exactly right. But I'm trying to give some people some room here for their compassion, but they've got to see that there has never been in the history of mankind, it's never worked that way, right?
It has never worked that way. Under his administration, the welfare rolls ballooned. Shortly after welfare reform in 1996, we saw the lowest, between 96 and 2000, we saw the lowest percentage of Americans on welfare than we had seen since the program was created, and we also saw the lowest levels of poverty. Guess what? When Obama changed the rules, the opposite, we saw the welfare rolls balloon to the highest they had been since the Great Depression, and we also saw poverty increase. This was awful for the American people. Minorities were particularly hard hit, while everyone ended up being harmed. We absolutely need a change. Already in a year and a half, we have seen those welfare rolls drop dramatically, and we're seeing job creation that is occurring on a dramatic basis. What we've asked for is that the Congress not just sit by and laud this, but actually ratify it. Mm-hmm. We need to say, if you're a drug user, you can't continue your program assistance.
Without a doubt.
There's a reason for that.
Well, Horace, we have to leave it there. Great insight, as always. Appreciated. Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, as America is in mourning and remembering the life of our former First Lady, the mother of a former president, the wife of a president, an incredible love story, an incredible life. In fact, one of the love letters from George H.W. Bush to Barbara from World War II is absolutely going viral. We have Jenny Beth Martin with us right now. Jenny Beth, of course, president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be back with you.
Always good to be talking to you. The country is in mourning over Barbara Bush, who we got an idea, certainly a couple of days ago, when it was reported that she was no longer going to seek additional medical help, that she was in the final stages. And, of course, we got the news yesterday.
Right. It's a very sad time for their family. And I think it's one where, as a country, we also can look at the role that a First Lady takes and how much how much they can impact all of us as they support, I started to say as they support their spouse, but it's always been a wife, so as they support their husbands in the role of leading our country. And she did that with great dignity.
Yeah, and she continues to do that, even in passing. as the memories are recalled. And, it was quite a life celebrated, and I think quite an encouragement when you talk about, the marriage of these two, the family legacy that she and the former president have created here. I think this is a positive thing, for our country to be able to look back and consider, what they contributed as individuals and as a couple on behalf of we the people.
Exactly. And I think that we will be doing that in the next couple of days as we look at the things they contributed. Their entire family, I think, is one of service to our country and one that we can look at as an example for how we can go about serving our country and making sure that we are helping to protect our freedom in every aspect of our lives. And that's what I think their family has done.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's tough about politics is that, I don't know that anybody enters the politics say, okay, I want people to not like me. I think we all want to be liked and appreciated. But the politics of today is a bit vitriolic. And I understand that why some people would be reticent to participate. But, this is what the Tea Party Patriots is all about. You've been a portal. You've been an opportunity for people to reengage their government and to assume the rightful position that we have as we the people is enunciated in our U.S. Constitution, that the power is with the people. But if we don't exercise that rightful authority, then you have the government of this 21st century that we have today, and we still have to hold them in check. And I got to tell you, Jenny Beth, every time we talk, I'm so grateful, and I brag about you often, even when we're not on the air, for all the great work that the Tea Party Patriots is doing and that your leadership has done in terms of giving people an opportunity to re-engage their government.
Well, thank you so much for that, Bill. And we do that. We make sure that we update the call to action every single week so people can get involved, whether they have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're helping students across this country organize as they stand for the Second Amendment on May 2nd. Mm-hmm. There's an 18-year-old high school student out of New Mexico who started StandForTheSecond.com, and we're doing what we can to help them organize because we actually know how to organize.
Exactly.
We're doing that. But I think that as we look at the legacy that Barbara Bush is leaving, it's one of serving your country and volunteering for your country and stepping up. And I hope that people who are listening to your show get involved with us or get involved however you feel is best so that we can make a difference for our country.
And as Jenny Beth just said, 5 minutes. I mean, think about it. I mean, look, this doesn't have to be a full-time job. But can you give 5 minutes for the sake of your country, for the sake of your fellow man and fellow woman, if we need to, say that to keep everybody happy? Go to the Tea Party Patriots website. Remind them, Jenny Beth, how they can engage here very quickly, and then we're going to talk about Mike Pompeo, okay?
They can go to teapartypatriots.org/this week, teapartypatriots.org/this week for our weekly call to action.
Excellent. Okay, well, Mike Pompeo, we were going to talk about him as Secretary of State, but before we did that, wouldn't you know, last night we find out that the CIA director has met with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I think that meeting shows is that the president already trusts Pompeo to do the job of Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. And you cannot have a Secretary of State who the president doesn't have the full faith in your ability to go and represent our country, especially in these situations where diplomacy is so important because diplomacy could help us avoid a very violent situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm encouraged that the meeting happened. And the Senate really needs to go ahead and move and confirm him, along with so many other of the nominees that the president has has nominated.
It's been incredible, Jenny Beth, all the, Monday morning quarterbacks when the idea of President Trump meeting with Kim Jong-un came into play. I mean, the ignorance that was flying around was most incredible. I mean, here's the President of the United States and the punditry and the comments that were being made were so ludicrous and reckless. I mean, here it is. You're talking with somebody who is threatening nuclear activity and, maybe igniting World War III. And I thought the rhetoric was a bit reckless. But once again, this president, who they some insist is non-presidential, proves to be very presidential and very insightful and strategic on behalf of this country's interests.
He really does, and people doubt that so often. I find it very frustrating because the knee-jerk reaction is just to say, no matter what he does, we don't like it, we're going to resist it, as the resistance movement has done. And there are things that we need to understand as a country. We're not each other's enemies walking around this country. We may be political opposition from one another, but we're fellow Americans, and this is our president. And we need to, when he does things that are going to be good for the country and good for the world, we need, especially when we're dealing with enemies, true enemies of our country, we need to find at least a little bit of common ground and give the president the room to maneuver.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing that's tough at times, and I think maybe some of the rhetoric is being stamped down just a little bit. Maybe that's just my optimistic perspective here, but in some of my most recent conversations with staunch liberals, it is not quite as passionate. I mean, it's still there. You have to kind of let them fight themselves out, and you try to get to that common area of what are we trying to accomplish here? What would you want to forget about that it's Donald Trump right now? But what do you want that's best for our country, that's going to help your situation, is going to help all of America? It's not a red state, blue state. It's the United States of America, right?
That is absolutely right. Red, white, and blue. All of it.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And again, Jenny Beth, we appreciate all your hard work with the Tea Party Patriots. Remind everybody how they can get activated, the website to go to.
Go to teapartypatriots.org, and for the weekly call to action, teapartypatriots.org/this week.
President, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin, on Bill Martinez, and we always appreciate her insight and encouragement. Jenny Beth, thank you again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
18 minutes before the top of the hour, let us know your thoughts. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com, and activate yourself, okay?
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, James Hurston there, and he's ready to talk to us because James Hurston, a New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, has all the stuff that we need to know, especially when it comes to Hollywood. And SAG-AFTRA finally stepping in on this whole sexual harassment scandal. The question, James, was what's taken them so long?
Well, you know, Hollywood's really, I mean, they're too busy hating Trump to take care of cleaning up, you know, their own community. And they're probably offering films, you know, to options to James Comey's agents right now. But the entertainment industry seems to be trying to do the minimum, trying to just do window dressing and public relations in order to respond to what built up for many decades a systemic problem, a cultural problem in Hollywood with this whole Weinstein et cetera
revelation.
But the weird part is, okay, well, one of the things that came out from the female victims of Harvey Weinstein is that he had a habit of calling up young women and setting up meetings at hotels.
Yeah.
And then he would have, you know, some female employee kind of meet the potential victim to give her false sense of security. Then she'd go up to the hotel room, and then Harvey would come out in a bathrobe. So you would think that, you know, those people that were doing business in Hollywood would not meet in hotel rooms. But it turns out that they continue to do that. That is a practice because it's a part of Hollywood. It's gone on for decades. The producers and the filmmakers say, well, why should we stop?
Yeah.
So SAG-AFTRA that's been doing a lot of navel gazing, and by the way, SAG-AFTRA is a union that represents actors. It represents broadcasters. It represents all kinds of television personalities. It is the largest union in the entertainment business. So they decide to come up with guidelines. And the guidelines say, please, members, don't meet in hotel rooms, which is a perfectly rational and logical thing to do in the light of the revelations,
yeah.
But it's not mandatory. There's no teeth in it.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't really address the fundamental problem. And one of the things that I looked at, I have a background in the music business. Now, today, the music business has become a real significant cog of the entertainment business, of what we consider entertainment, which is, you know, basically loosely movies, television, and music. They're not the same as we used to define them because of streaming, because of technology. But the music business includes today a lot of rhythm and blues and hip-hop singers. And for some reason, the Me Too movement, the revelations in Hollywood, not only spread throughout Hollywood, they spread into the news business, they spread into the corporate world. But the one exception is the music business, which not only has people involved in depicting women in horrible ways, language that's inappropriate for anyone, but they've got a bunch of stars who are involved in the criminal justice system for assault, for beating up women, and they maybe take a little time off and they go unscathed. We all remember, you know, a lot of these names I put in my article that people have never heard of, and because they're rappers. But we know the singer Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. He was dating another singer, Rihanna. They're both superstars, and he was accused of beating her very severely. Well, guess what? Just last year, he had another girlfriend who was able to obtain a restraining order. She claimed abuse and threats of violence, and the restraining order is 5 years. And this guy just keeps going on and touring and releasing recordings. And then we got a whole bunch of these guys.
Well, you met R. Kelly. R. Kelly's been doing outrageous stuff on stage, James. On stage. Well, I saw him in Anaheim, and doing this deal. I was hosting a suite there at one of the stations I was working for at the time, and I just couldn't believe it. An underage girl he brings on stage on a bed under his sheet, and is doing all kinds of lewd gyrations. And you're thinking, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, he was accused of child pornography in 2008. He was acquitted of those. But there's constant new charges arising against the guy about sexual relations with minors, about abusing women and having them sort of turning them into sex slaves and all this stuff. And then I just, not someone that I was familiar with. There's a rapper. His name is Triple X Tentacion. It is what it looks like. It's three X's and the word Tentacion. This guy is awaiting a trial for the aggravated battery of a pregnant woman, domestic battery by strangulation, false imprisonment, witness tampering. He was under house arrest for several months, and he just reached number one on the Billboard Artist 100 chart. He's the top musical act in the United States. And this guy is awaiting trial for an aggravated battery of a woman who was pregnant. And it's ignored.
Yes.
It's not covered by the press. It's the Me Too movement virtually ignores it. And this is the music business today. And then not to mention is the fact that the Me Too victims are upset about the treatment of women. And we see people like Beyonce and Rihanna crawling on the stage dressed in sadomasochistic outfits, writhing around, twerking the floor. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me?
Right, exactly.
And you're gonna if you exempt that part of the movement, and then of course we have the content like the franchise 50 Shades of Grey that the Me Too movement should condemn. And so I think until Hollywood looks at it's the entirety of the entertainment business and has a conscience associated with content, I don't think they're going to solve this. I think when you take people and they have this power disparity over beautiful young women who want to be stars, the temptation is just too great in a fallen world, and it's going to continue.
Without a doubt. And, James, what's also sad are the women, as you say, that are participating in these rap videos. You know, it was a while ago. I think it was the number fourth most viewed rap video, and you couldn't even bear. I think it was about a 5-minute video. I couldn't even bear the first 2 minutes, and it was all, you know, sex for sale and abuse and sadomasochism that was on demonstration there, and the women that were participating in this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, the hashtag movement loses momentum when women en masse don't revolt about this. I mean, you know, expect these rappers, you know, let them use maybe, AI dolls or something as opposed to real women who are, you know, because, like you say, the lure of the celebrity and all that and to be in a music video. But what are they demonstrating to the other girls of this next generation?
Well, that's what's really tragic, is that young people are wrongly influenced by so many of these, as you say, music videos, rap videos, hip-hop videos, mm-hmm. other, and the culture, the debasement of the culture. You know, we just had, I mentioned Beyonce because she just made history as the first African-American woman to headline Coachella, that festival.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought in a cast of people. But what she did and the way her and her dancers dressed was demeaning to women.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she's being hailed as the greatest entertainer of our time. Well, she's super talented. But I sure wish she would use her talent in a different way.
Yeah, to elevate other women, you know, without a doubt, and to give them place. And it is amazing, James, as you say, how some of this is being slow walked, and there's really no perception, particularly in the music genre, to not even call them into account before, you know, you start having, you know, their version of Weinstein revelations coming out, because you know that there, you know, there are many in line. There's already some indictments that have come down, but this is the tip of the iceberg, and we haven't even got into the pedophilia, have we?
No, not really. Not really. There's a whole another hornet's nest that's, you know, at some point is going to get stirred up with the abuse of young, and it's typically abuse of young boys.
Yes, exactly.
That's just, but Hollywood's underlying value system is the problem. And
well,
they express it through their content, and they have this antipathy, this hatred of the religious faith that gives us our moral underpinning. And that is what's contributing most of all. And I think the Me Too movement is blind to that, because hashtag feminism associates itself with the left, and the left just looks at people who take Orthodox religion seriously.
Yeah. And kind of amazing, too, James. Amazing, too, is a lot of these artists, where did they come from? A lot of them got their early education and training at the church, and that's a sad commentary. James Hurston, we got to leave it right there. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Bill.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is